I've owned him so hard on a couple of occasions. I felt
how?
Well, I told you guys before that time that he broke his penis because of me.
Yeah.
When we were 16.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, is that guy?
Yeah, and now he's a street magician. Oh. Yeah. You know?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah. He had a lot of like really like insane periods of his life.
Oh, yeah, so this Chris, is after
Christian,
you broke his dick?
Christian has a broken
penis. Yeah, a couple
penis.
Of years after.
So actually, he's getting you back for breaking.
Have you guys seen Chris Chan's penis? Yeah. Chris Chan's penis is broken.
You've showed it to us.
He definitely
times.
Snapped it at some point. It healed all fucked up.
Yeah, yeah.
I never
want to.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say I never want to snap my dick. No. That seems bad.
Yeah.
So he didn't get into college, so he decided, like, he had nowhere to go, so he decided he was going to become an Orthodox Jewish rabbi, right? Hey, so he grew the curls, and he, like, got the suit, and he went to yeshiva, and then he, like, ultimately got kicked out for leaving something in the microwave for 25 minutes instead of fire, and also
really?
Smoking too much weed. And then he got kicked out. He got kicked
How
out.
How do you leave something in the you when you put something in the microwave, you want to eat it so quick.
Right. It was supposed to be for like 2 minutes and 50 seconds or something, so that he accidentally hit 25 minutes because
he
was
forgot,
high.
But he never checked?
He got stoned. He forgot about it. Then a fire. Whatever. So Tommy like goes through this metamorphosis, becomes an Orthodox Jew. And I'm at college for my freshman year. And I get a call. He's like, Adam, how's it going?
No.
And I'm like, Tommy, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, I'm coming down to Washington, D.C. I'm going to come visit you. And I'm like, oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah. And then, like, he shows up at my dorm, like, just dressed like a fucking Blues Brother. You know? It's just so fucking
What's
embarrassing.
What's up with the little weird strings they have on the sides?
The tzitzits?
Yeah, what are those about?
That's some fucking thing that they think they
it?
Have to do.
I want
to
know.
It's tied in a particular way to represent the mitzvahs, like the 560, some gay
oh yeah
the,
how, that's how many mitzvahs there are.
Yeah, there's like a certain number.
Is getting
of
your
mitzvahs.
Dick sucked a mitzvah?
If it's like, no, it's not, because it's wasting seed.
What if it's to get it hard to fuck your wife and make a baby?
Anyway, we're
wait, isn't fucking is it, someone was telling me the Jews have to, if you don't get fucked good as a Jewish woman, you can divorce your husband.
That yeah, that's like bullshit. Is I guess. I mean, you have to get a like a get to get a divorce. It's like very like.
So a rabbi has to
sexist.
Watch you fuck.
Yeah, if you're a
and if he's like, yep, that's a poor dicking.
If your husband disappears on you, you can't get a divorce from him. If you're like. You're like, he's never coming back. They're like, sorry, you're married. Sorry.
Really?
Yeah, it's like fucked up and sexist and bullshit. Anyway, Tommy's like become an Orthodox Jew. He's visiting me in my dorm. There's like girls around. It's like really embarrassing. I'm walking around with this fucking Amish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like around. He looks so stupid. I'm like, Tommy, what the fuck is wrong with you? And he's like, Adam, I don't know if you have anything to smoke, marijuana, weed.
Wait,
you know?
He started doing the voice?
Yeah, he changed the way he spoke. It was so fucking embarrassing.
That's awesome.
And then, like, so we go to a, like, so he's like,
"Are you allowed to smoke weed?
Is there anything
rabbi?
I could eat? The kosher restaurant." I'm like, so we like Google. I find a kosher restaurant. We go to the kosher restaurant, and he goes to the waiter, and he's like, "Excuse me, can I? I'd like to get a l'chaim for the boys, right?" He wanted to like get us shots, and we were like 19 at the time, and he had this fake ID. He used to use in college or in high school from Oregon. It was a piece of shit, and he used to go to like grocery stores and buy like plastic
he
handles
was still
of vodka.
Using it?
He was using the same fake ID.
Even though he looked like a fucking rabbi.
Even
now.
Though he looked like a rabbi now. And so he goes up to he's like, all right, I'm gonna need to see some ID. So he pulls out the same piece of shit fake ID that he used in high school, and the guy looked
What's
at
the
it.
Last name?
Right, right. It had his real name. And the guy looked at it, he's like, You mean to tell me your name is Tommy Giorgione? which was true.
His name
which
is his Giorgione?
Actual. Yeah, his dad's Italian. His mom's Jewish.
Oh,
which was
my
actually
God.
True. Like, it was the only real part of the ID.
That is so fucking funny.
Yeah, it was so embarrassing. And then I like sent him on a bus back to yeshiva, and he got kicked out like 2 weeks later.
Tommy Giorgione, the rabbi.
Yeah.
Rabbi Giorgione.
Rabbi Giorgione. Oh my God, yeah.
Oh.
His middle name was Michael, and his brother's middle name was Angelo. Dude, they were such like wops, man.
That's hilarious.
Dude. Yeah.
And he wanted to be a rabbi.
Yeah, these are my brothers. Michael, Andrea, Raphael, Donatello, Splinter, April O'Neil. This is my sister, April O'Neil, Giuliani.
Yeah, this is my best friend, the guy with the hockey mask.